Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Billion Dollar Spy by David E. Hoffman is a non-fiction Cold War espionage narrative centered on one of the most consequential intelligence penetrations of the Soviet system. Drawing on public records, interviews, and historical context, the book follows how a Soviet engineer and insider, Adolf Tolkachev, made contact with the CIA and supplied a stream of technical secrets that reshaped the balance of power. Rather than focusing on glamorous spycraft alone, Hoffman emphasizes the human mechanics behind clandestine operations, trust built under extreme pressure, tradecraft refined through trial and error, and the constant risk of surveillance, betrayal, and bureaucratic failure. The story also illuminates the broader strategic stakes, particularly the race to understand and counter Soviet military capabilities. At the same time, it examines the moral ambiguity of espionage, where patriotism, disillusionment, and personal motive collide. The result is a fast, historically grounded account of how information can become a weapon as decisive as hardware. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reluctant source becomes a pivotal asset. A central topic is how Adolf Tolkachev, positioned within the Soviet defense technology world, evolves into an extraordinary source for the CIA. The narrative highlights the high friction of initiating contact in a police state, where a single misstep can trigger arrest, compromise colleagues, and endanger family. The book is widely discussed for showing that recruitment is not always a top-down CIA operation. Sometimes it begins with an insider who is ideologically disaffected, personally aggrieved, or strategically motivated to damage the regime. This theme explores how such a source evaluates risk, tests the other side, and demands proof of seriousness. It also examines how handlers must judge credibility without the comfort of easy verification, balancing skepticism with the urgency of potential payoff. The relationship becomes a practical partnership shaped by contingency plans, operational discipline, and constant fear of being watched. In public accounts of the case, Tolkachev is notable not merely for volunteering but for the scale and specificity of what he provided. The topic underscores how one person, acting from inside a closed system, can create outsized geopolitical effects. Secondly, tradecraft under surveillance and the art of running agents. Another major topic is the operational craft required to manage a high-value asset in Moscow, one of the most hostile counterintelligence environments in the world. The book is often cited for demonstrating the practical details of clandestine work-spotting surveillance, using dead drops, arranging brush passes, and building routine without becoming predictable. It also shows the institutional pressures faced by case officers, including rotating assignments, competing priorities, and the need to protect not only the source, but the entire network of methods and personnel. Running an agent is presented as a process of continual adaptation. Communication systems must be reliable, yet deniable, payment or recognition must be handled without creating a trail, and meetings must be worth the risk. The theme also includes the psychological dimension sustaining morale, managing fear, and maintaining mutual confidence when either side could be compromised. From public reporting, this case illustrates how small procedural errors can become catastrophic when the adversary controls the streets, the mail, and the telephone lines. The topic makes espionage feel less like improvisation and more like disciplined risk management with human lives at stake. Thirdly, technology intelligence and the strategic value of details. The book devotes significant attention to the idea that the most valuable secrets are sometimes technical specifics that look mundane to outsiders. Tolkachev is known publicly for providing information tied to Soviet radar and avionics, details that could improve US understanding of threats and inform countermeasures. This topic explains why such intelligence matters. It can influence aircraft design, electronic warfare planning, pilot training, procurement decisions, and broader deterrence strategy. Instead of treating espionage as a contest of dramatic political revelations, the narrative emphasizes the leverage created by accurate engineering knowledge. It also suggests how intelligence agencies translate raw documents into operational advantage through analysis, dissemination, and integration into defense programs. In public discourse about the case, the idea of a billion-dollar payoff reflects not only the cost of rival weapon systems, but also the savings generated when a country can avoid dead-end research or build effective counters sooner. This theme clarifies that espionage is deeply connected to scientific and industrial capability, and that Cold War competition was fought through signal processing, sensors, and systems integration as much as through speeches and summits. Fourthly, bureaucracy, caution, and missed opportunities in intelligence work. A recurring topic is how large institutions handle uncertainty, especially when the potential prize is enormous, but the risk of provocation or deception is real. Public summaries of the story often note that initial CIA hesitation and internal debate played a role in how the operation developed. This theme explores the tension between bold action and procedural caution. Officers in the field may see an opening, while headquarters worries about counterintelligence traps, diplomatic fallout, and long-term exposure. The book also portrays how competing departments, shifting leadership priorities, and the politics of accountability shape what gets approved. Even when an operation is producing high-value intelligence, it must still survive audits of credibility, concerns about operational security, and changing appetites for risk. The topic also covers how organizational learning happens, as successful techniques are adopted and failures become warnings. In the larger Cold War context, these bureaucratic dynamics influenced what the United States knew about Soviet capabilities and how quickly it could respond. The narrative shows that intelligence outcomes are not determined only by courage or cunning. They are also shaped by paperwork, budgets, career incentives, and the slow grind of institutional decision-making. Lastly, betrayal, counterintelligence, and the cost of exposure. The final major topic is how espionage operations end, often not because tradecraft fails in isolation, but because broader systems crack under betrayal, penetration, or complacency. The case is publicly associated with the harsh realities of Soviet counterintelligence and the possibility that moles or compromised channels can unravel even well-run operations. This theme examines the asymmetry of consequences for officials. Failure may mean hearings and damaged careers for the source. It can mean interrogation, imprisonment, or death. The narrative also raises enduring questions about loyalty and accountability inside intelligence services, where secrecy can shield both excellence and misconduct. Beyond the personal tragedy, exposure has strategic implications. It can close collection windows, teach the adversary about methods, and create lasting mistrust that hampers future recruitment. The book situates these risks within an environment where paranoia is rational and where both sides constantly test each other for weakness. By focusing on betrayal and counterintelligence, the story becomes a cautionary tale about the fragility of clandestine success. It underscores that the biggest danger may come not from the obvious adversary, but from failures within one's own system. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a true story that explains how Cold War espionage worked in practice, including students of history, international relations, military technology, and intelligence tradecraft. It will also appeal to thriller fans who prefer real-world stakes over fictional glamour because the tension arises from surveillance, procedure, and the vulnerability of people making irreversible choices. The benefits are practical and intellectual. It sharpens your understanding of how information influences national security, why technical intelligence can redirect enormous defense spending, and how institutional incentives in human psychology shape outcomes. It also encourages a more nuanced view of moral complexity, showing how disillusionment, duty, fear, and ambition can coexist in the same decision. Compared with many spy books that focus on broad politics or sensational betrayals, this one stands out for its emphasis on operational detail and strategic consequences, linking the day-to-day mechanics of clandestine work to larger shifts in military balance. If you are choosing among Cold War espionage titles, it is worth buying because it combines an accessible narrative drive with a strong grounding in publicly documented context, leaving you both informed and absorbed. If you would like to support David E. Hoffman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.